You're listening to a That Humble Radio production. Now, bringing you the most average quality in sports-related news, headlines, rumors, and opinions. Here's Jordan and Ted with the Max Deal.
So good luck.
All right, what do you want to do to talk about these standings, these Knicks and the Hawks?
Knicks and Hawks? I'm going to go Hawks.
I'm going to go Knicks in Knicks four.
Dude, Trae Young?
Dude, Julius Randle, the fourth greatest Trae Knick Young? Of all
was
time.
That it? Was, did what? I get that right?
It is Trae Young, yeah.
Man, me saying it, just I thought you were going to clown me for saying the wrong last name. As soon as I said it, I was like, oh, he's going to get me. But I guess it was right.
Oh, you're talking about Trae Johnson Doncic, right? Yeah, all-star for the Hawks.
Trae LeBron James.
Yeah. No, dude, I really do think that these Knicks are nothing to mess around with.
Who's
Julius Randle. What?
Who's on the Knicks right now?
Let me tell you, dude. Let me tell you. Give me like 5 minutes, all right? And I'll tell you all about these New York Knicks. Also out east, we got the Hawks versus the Knicks. Just based on the two teams alone, you don't really know much about them, right?
I know who Trae Young is.
Yep.
Apparently Julius Randle's a thing now.
Yep, one of the greatest Knicks of all time. This is the series that I'm most looking forward to, by the way.
The only thing I know about the series is I saw on Twitter somebody said... maybe it was you. Was it you? I think you said something about playoff basketball in Madison Square Garden.
Yeah. Yeah. Ted, it's crazy because I tweet such great things sometimes and then they don't get likes. But the ones that do get likes, I keep up.
Yeah.
And that's one of the ones that got some likes. But I noticed you didn't like it. So maybe you didn't like it that much.
I did.
You did not, Ted. Come on.
I did.
I get such few likes.
I don't even know who the Knicks are. I don't know what NBA is.
You know what it is? I think someone copied my tweet and put it out there, and then you like that guy's tweet, huh?
Should they just go back to calling them the Knickerbockers?
Yeah, and I think what they should do is also make every team called the Knickerbockers. But like, it's the Atlanta Knickerbocker. I don't like saying that. They're the Knicks, all right? The Atlanta Knicks, the New York Knicks.
The Atlanta Knicks. Do you think the Clippers are watching this game in just disdain because there's so many fans there and their stands has cardboard cutouts?
Yes, absolutely, Ted.
Look,
oh my God.
I look down and it looks like a Jay-Z concert.
This is a Jay-Z concert. I think he's about to start performing in a second.
Like, look at that. Well, all right, just a guess here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 rows at least. Just packed.
It's standing room only, except for if you ignore these people up top who are clearly sitting. But no, dude, they love the Knicks. New York basketball.
Which is crazy because they also hate the Knicks.
No, they hate Brooklyn, too. It's crazy, which is a borough in New York. Listen, the Nets are cool, okay? As a franchise, you know, whatever. They got a cool little arena. The Barclays Center, but it'll never be Madison Square Garden. It'll never be New York.
MSG.
They'll never run New York. They could win 5 championships in a row, but they will never have this loyal of a fan base. And these are real fans too, Ted. No real, and like, the Knicks have sucked for like 80 years. I don't know how long they've actually sucked, but it feels like 80 years. It's the first time in like 8 years that they're in the playoffs. And these guys love them. What best fan base in the NBA? What do you think?
Or the worst fan base? Man, the Nets. Knicks fans do not hesitate to yell at people.
No, yeah, I think that. We see Spike Lee down in the corner right here.
Where?
Right, you see this man over here in the
orange. Oh yeah, there he is. Is that him?
Orange fedora, hands up. I bet
he's trying to play
life.
Defense himself.
Yeah.
he wants on the floor.
he's yelling out plays. He knows that Trae is about to ice them.
Is he the Drake of New York Knicks?
No, dude. You know what? Drake's the Spike Lee of the Raptors, okay? Get it right. Yeah.
Herder looking.
He's still playing D.
Back out to Young.
Oh, shit. Okay. Ted, this is something I didn't notice. Okay? When I open this video, I promise, Ted.
The blatant push?
No. Promise my life, all right? Seriously, I did not notice this. I when I opened this video, I thought that we were just going to show the game winner. I didn't realize what just happened right here. Look at John Collins right here, okay?
Yeah.
Look at his feet. And maybe I'm wrong, but I don't think I am. Look at his feet.
Herter looking. Back out to Young. Ntilikina guarding.
He lost a shoe. That's a shoe.
He ain't got no shoe on.
He's got one shoe and a sock in Madison Square Garden, fourth quarter playoff basketball.
Well, that's unfortunate.
Look at this.
7 seconds remaining.
Now to take away the right hand.
Young. It's a shoe right there. John Collins calling for the ball. He has one shoe.
Why didn't he get the ball? Give this man the ball. He only got one shoe on. That's, you know, he's going to knock it down.
Absolutely.
That's how things work in the NBA.
John Collins threw his head right now. Look, open lane to the basket, but he's only got one fucking shoe on. This sucks.
Why does it matter?
And if he hits this shot.
Who's their point guard?
Trae Young.
Is that Trae Young?
Yeah, this is Trae Young.
Oh, that is Trae Young.
Getting double teamed, about to get triple teamed right here.
Trae, pass the ball. You're not Kobe.
Oh, I don't know, dude. He's got ice in his veins. Sheesh.
Looks to drive. Young goes inside. The floater. It's good. With 9/10 of a second remaining in the Knicks call time.
Got it. Take it with your right hand.
And he's screaming at Knicks fans because, you know, for the past 47 minutes, Knicks fans have been yelling at him. And he's just ready to...
We're a hairstyle podcast here. Trae Young got goofy hair.
He's got some pretty bad hair, honestly.
He should probably put a headband on. Headband would change his style completely.
He'd look
so much better with a headband.
He's got to throw a couple headbands on. Like, one over the eyebrows, first of all. Then over the forehead, then the hairline. Ted, I don't know.
Rocking three headbands?
Am I wrong? Is Trae Young handsome and we're just off? Is that it?
No, I mean, look at his hairline, man. It's like...
I don't know.
Like, look, I see the fade. I get the fade. And then you come up, and what's in the middle there? What's he got rocking in the middle?
He's got like three haircuts all in one somehow.
That's what I'm saying. If he put a headband on, it'd be fine. One of those thick ones, though.
It's like, you know those men things where it's like 3-in-1 shampoo, body wash,
three
and conditioner?
3-in-1
headband. He got like three haircuts. He's got a fade. He's got a fro. He's got the another cut in there. I don't know. Look
headband
at
Headband Nation.
Look at, what's his name? Spike Lee. And then I just want to see...
He's still playing defense.
He's calling for the pass.
Young goes inside the floater.
He's got the scarecrow defense.
With 9/10 of a second.
He's bummed. And Trae Young does.
Got to take away the right hand, but...
He says, shh.
He said, you're too fucking small, looking at the crowd.
One of my favorite taunts is when an away player tells the crowd to be quiet.
Nick.
That's one of my favorites.
I almost called him Nick Young. No, Trae Young. Yeah, that's what he did. He's a villain of New York.
He is. He's like the Joker.
Yeah.
It got real quiet in there. It's still yelling now. I don't care.
I was not ready for this.
Next one.
He said they got real quiet in there. This man is cutting a promo backstage.
That's what Luca said to Pat Bev.
Yeah.
He got real quiet.
Real quiet in there.
Okay, I'm sorry. I know we don't want to fixate on the hair. What is it? I just don't understand, okay? It's not...
That side looks different than the other side.
Did he get a quick haircut after he hit the game winner? Because that's different from what was on the court.
I swear it is. Like, that lineup looks different than the other lineup.
Because there's hair right here.
Like, darker hair.
And then there's hair... it's a lineup. That's what it's called. Which, it's clean as fuck. But it's also messy somehow? Is this what's in, Ted?
I swear the other... Go to that other video. The other side of his head is different. I swear it is.
I think that he's going to show the other side of his head in this video, but...
Okay. It got real quiet!
Yeah!
It is different.
He switched it up.
It's still yelling now. I don't care.
I'm sorry. He's got four haircuts, I think.
Next one.
Is this what, like, high schoolers are doing nowadays? Like,
Trae Young definitely went in the locker room and said, sheesh.
Sheesh.
And pointed to his veins.
It's been a long time since I've been in high school. Is this what's cool nowadays?
How old is Trae Young?
He's Trae Young. I don't know.
I knew it.
I think I'm older than him. So I think he's like, what, 20, 21, 22? I think he's, let's check it out right now.
How old is Trae Young?
Hey Siri,
just give me the answer. Give me the answer. There it is.
Oh, nope. You're looking it up. Okay.
Thanks. Allen Iverson. Now, chat. Now, y'all heard. I did not say Allen Iverson. Trae.
Real quiet in there.
That's what Siri heard.
22.
Yeah. So he's a young man.
He's.
Did he do that on purpose, though? Is this? I don't want to make fun of him. I really don't.
He's trying to reach a demo.
Got real quiet in there. It got real quiet in there. It's still yelling now. I don't care.
Well, okay, when you hit a game winner in Madison Square Garden.
Hold on.
Wait, let me say my thing. If you hit a game winner in Madison Square Garden, you can rock whatever hair you want, okay?
No, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay. What were you gonna say? Okay, we'll finish the hair topic here. We're not hating on Trae Young's hair. I think we're hating on the barber who did Trae Young's hair. Trae Young is probably not happy that his hair looks like that, so he had to go out. He had to hit a game winner to prove that the hair is not going to let it bother him. And the barber is probably a New York fan because they probably got his hair cut in New York. And he said, "Man, that barber real quiet." That's what he said. Also, can you play the video back one more time?
Yeah. I just want to point this out. Why has he got like a Sideshow Bob thing going on in the back? It's kind of like a party in the front and then like a clown show in the back.
Yeah.
The barber's saying he's real quiet right now.
Got real quiet in there. Okay. It got real quiet in there. Okay. It's still yelling now. I don't care.
Pause. He contradicts himself. It got real quiet in there once. It got real quiet in there twice. They still yelled in there. Hold on. How did we? So it's not quiet in there. They still yelling in there. So it's not quiet. Is it loud or quiet, Trae? I don't know.
Is this the sequel to A Quiet Place? I've seen trailers
for it. John Krasinski's on the floor. What is happening here? He says it got real quiet in there. They still yelling in there. So is it quiet?
Hold up.
If you were just listening, you'd be like, hold on, I'm confused. He said it's quiet, but he said
what is
it's
the
also
volume
yelling.
Of the crowd?
It got real quiet in there. It's still yelling now. I don't care.
Yeah, I don't care. Like, what?
Yo, kind of bars, though.
That's my favorite clip of all time now.
It got real quiet in there. They're still yelling. I don't care. Is this Drake? Oh, my God.
It got real quiet in there. It's still yelling now. I don't care.
Dude, I love
what does that mean, Trae?
I love it. I love Madison Square Garden. I love Trae Young now. I think he's ready to be the villain that the New York Knicks have not seen since, Reggie Miller. I was thinking of like a shitty Knicks player.
I love Reggie.
Mayor of New York, Bill de Blasio, you know, big Knicks fan, of course. Why would he be a Nets fan? That doesn't make sense. He had some choice words for, well, you'll just see. Okay. He was giving an address recently.
Official announcement. This is very serious. Want to get this?
As mayors do. You know,
I actually think I heard this. He said Trae Young was egregious and horrific.
Let's see. Ted, I'm losing it. It's live TV is awesome. What we got?
Live, pal.
People
look at
in New
this
York
man.
City and anyone who cares
That's
about
Mike Lee.
I love that this is like an official address. He's got the flag of New York behind him. I assume that's what that is. He's got the U.S. flag behind him. It looks like he's about ready to sign a contract to commit to the New York Knicks, doesn't it?
Yeah, we also have like the girl doing sign language. This is really official.
This is about basketball. I have an important official announcement. This is very serious. Want to get this out? Message to Trae Young on behalf of the people of New York City and anyone who cares about actually playing basketball the right way. Stop hunting for fouls, Trae. I want
What's happening here? Hold on. What is this? You can't do this, man. I hope Trae drops 60 next game. Man, screw this guy.
Trae Young got the mayor of the city. Huh.
This is no different than what was the guy's name for the Pelicans?
David Griffin.
This is no different. Stop hunting fouls. Huh?
The way Trae Young plays basketball is egregious and horrific.
And horrific. I wish he would have dropped that one.
First of all, Bill de Blasio, I think COVID's probably got some There's a lot of things going on in New York City that you got to figure out. I don't know if wearing a Knicks hat and calling out Trae Young is the first top of his priority, not. Right?
I wish this man would have been like, first off, I was not ready for this video. I thought he was going to say something about the Knicks and like, we're rooting for you. Like, New York still bleeds blue and orange.
Yeah.
I don't know, something along those lines. But no, this man comes out and he's like, listen here, Trae. This is how it should have went. Trae Young, fuck you. That's how it should have been. Like, if you're gonna go, all right? If you're gonna stay, if you're gonna go. You can't just be like, stop hunting fouls. Nah, create a rivalry.
He's talking this like is, a mayor, yeah.
This is Adam West right here talking to the Joker.
Like, yeah. Where's Batman? I think Julius Randle needs
this. This is Bruce Wayne when he's old and like decrepit, and then he needs like that new Batman to take over. And this is like the warning shots. Trae Young, stop hunting fouls. What do you mean?
I don't have the beginning of this video, so I don't know when he put this hat on, but I assume that this is the end of the press conference, and he's just been wearing
it. I'm assuming it was on the whole time.
The entire time, just because he got out of bed really late, so he didn't have time to shower or anything, so he had to just throw a hat on. Just
throw a cap on it.
Yeah, oh my
God. You know he doesn't own a cap either. He got that like on his way. Like, he had his assistant run down to the local Lids. Like, hey, pick up a grab me a Knicks hat, please.
This is about basketball. I have an important official announcement. This is very serious. Want to get this out?
It sounds like more of a statement, by the way.
Is he
not
trying
an announcement.
To be funny? Because this isn't funny. This is egregious and horrific.
I don't know. I think this is really funny. I think I might move to New York City just to have this guy as my mayor. It's the mayor. Of course, we love him.
Message to Trae Young on behalf of the people of New York City and anyone who cares about actually playing basketball the right way. Stop hunting for fouls, Trae.
Is this an SNL bit? Is this from SNL?
Oh, you know what?
If you would have led this in by Ted, something happened on SNL the other night, I would have totally believed you.
Yeah. Dude, this is great because, like, SNL just ended this past Saturday. It was the season finale. This would have been the cold open on Saturday. First thing, we'd have Beck Bennett with a New York Knicks cap on, talking about Trae Young.
I want to quote Steve Nash, one of the great player, great coach. He says, quote unquote, that's not basketball. Trae.
What does Steve Nash know? Nash is the coach of the Nets. You should not be talking about
another
a rival
New York
coach.
Yeah.
Trae.
Oh, dude, you see the smile on his face right here. Look at this. First of all, I love this. I think this is so funny.
Hey,
it's a waste of time.
Trae.
Not in the show, but in this man's time.
That Hawk's not going to fly in New York City. Come on. Play the game the right way. See if you can win. I think the Knicks are going to teach you a lesson.
Oh, shit.
Oh, he called him out. Oh, he called him out. Now, do you think we get a Trae Young clapback?
I hope he releases a diss track. Oh, my God. Imagine
Trae Young sits down with American flag in the background and, like, some Atlanta Hawk flags.
Yeah.
And the state of Atlanta, the state of Georgia flags. And, like, if the city of Atlanta has a flag, maybe that. And I want a live Hawk also sitting on the desk.
On his shoulder.
On his shoulder. And I want him to say, what's this guy's name again? Mayor what?
Bill de Blasio.
Okay, Mayor de Blasio.
Learn
I don't
how to
like
run a
the
city.
Way
Go to
you're
hell.
A mayor. Be a mayor the way you should be a mayor. I just say random things from Trae about politics that Trae has no idea what he's saying, but I just want him. I want him to start speaking on it.
I love this. This
I need a clapback.
Actually playing basketball the right way. Stop hunting for fouls, Trae.
Actually being a mayor the right way. Get
first
the COVID
of all,
protocols under control.
Trae won with a game winner. He didn't, like, get fouled and won with free throws.
I wish I would have watched his game more to see, like, what he was hunting.
Well, Ted, let me tell you, you gotta watch game two, all right?
Looks like Steve Irwin out there hunting crocodile.
Yeah, Goodwill Hunting. I've never seen the movie. I heard
good
it's good.
Good foul hunting.
Message to Trae Young.
I like the hands.
Listen.
Trae Young, like...
I wish this is how he opened his presser, by the way. And then he got into really serious topics after this.
I feel bad for this lady on the sign language lady. She's probably thinking like, she's just doing her job. She's like, I have to talk about Trae Young right now. I don't need to tell anybody what's happening right now. There's no need for this. That poor sign language lady. She doesn't deserve that.
No, listen, people with hearing, you know, who need the sign language, they need to know about Trae Young and how shitty he is at playing basketball.
Do they know?
On behalf of the people of New York City and anyone who cares about actually playing basketball the right way, stop hunting for fouls, Trae.
Keep hunting for fouls, Trae. Trae Young is going to be a fan of the show here soon. Trae, we love your hairstyle.
You know, Bill de Blasio, friend of the show. You know, it's just really rough because, you know, Trae Young is also a friend of the show. So when two of your friends are, you know, beefing like this, you got to, like, kind of just be in the middle, right? It's kind of rough.
Listen, I think what we should do as fans who love the game of basketball, we bring Trae on the show. Yep. We bring Bill on the show. And we have a civil talk. Where were the fouls that were being hunted?
No, you know
Bill,
what I want? I want a boxing
Bill,
match.
Bring us,
put him in the ring.
You and I on commentary.
Give him 12 rounds. Get like a John Cena movie.
12-minute rounds.
I quote Steve Nash, one of the great player, great coach. He says, quote unquote, that's not basketball. Trae, that hawk's not going to fly in New York City. Come on. Play the game the right way. See if you can win. I think the Knicks are going to teach you a lesson.
It's like the end of one of those like high school, you know, movies. And it's like, you know, at the end, you know, uplifting music plays. And it's like, oh, this person went on to do this. This person went on to do that. The Knicks went on to get swept. That's what's going to happen.
You know when it's time for this man to be reelected and his campaign's going to be like, you remember that video I called out Trae Young? That's a vote for me. And New York fans are like, we got swept. Trae Young dropped 50 every game. I think you just fueled Trae Young's fire, sir.
Sir, why did you do that? We got shut out in game 2.
Spike Lee didn't even come to game 4. He just didn't show up. We needed Spike Lee in the stands.
I don't know
that
why
was your
we
fault,
were home.
Bill.
We were not home for games 3 or 4, but Spike Lee just wasn't there.
You're right. Spike Lee was at the Nets game. Spike Lee's never been to the Nets games.
Oh, I can't imagine. We're running kind of low
Bill.
On time because the Knicks and Hawks just took up so much time. I'm going to speed through this. We talked about the Heat and the Bucks. We talked about the Mavs and the Clips. But this is what LeBron does, okay? He loses game 1 of series, and then he goes on to, like, win the next 4 straight. I think he's going to win this 100%. There's no chance Phoenix wins this game, the series.
What I am confused about is why the mayor of Phoenix didn't come out and say, LeBron, stop hunting fouls.
Who the hell is the mayor of Phoenix? Because clearly they don't care about the Suns as much as Bill de Blasio cares about the Knicks.
Bill de Blasio he's not going to get reelected in New York after that, after Trae Young drops 80 every game. So he should actually just go to Phoenix and try to be the mayor in Phoenix, because that's what Phoenix needs.
Mayor Kate, I don't want to be disrespectful. Mayor Kate Gallego, it's the she's the mayor of Phoenix. I am calling on her right now to go out in front of her people.
Of the flags, all the sorts of flags.
You know what she needs to do? She needs to take some notes from New York.
From Billy Boy.
From our boy Billy Boy. As he, this is what she needs to say in regards to
important
her
official announcement. This is very serious. Want to get this out? Message.
It's very serious.
To Trae Young, on behalf of the people of New York City and anyone who cares about actually playing basketball the right way. Stop hunting for fouls, Trae.
Oh, so this guy sucks. The more I listen to it, this guy sucks.
Take away Trae and say LeBron. Yes. Oh.
Needs to stop hunting fouls. From the great Dwayne Wade, great player and coach, says, this is not basketball. Things are looking up.
Things are looking up, but not for New York Knicks fans, Ted, because let me tell you, last week, we talked pretty heavily about the New York Knicks.
Ew.
And the Atlanta Hawks. You know, they were in a heated playoff battle. By the time we talked last week, you know, it was only after game 1. Now the series over. We talked about this guy, Mayor Bill de Blasio. He's the mayor of New York City.
Bill.
And let me tell you, in this past week, a lot has happened in his personal life, too. He lost his job recently. He's no longer mayor of New York City. We're going to get to that in a little
normal
bit.
Normal guy, Bill.
I have an important official announcement. This is very serious. Want to get this out?
I've lost my job.
Message to Trae Young. On behalf of the people of New York City and anyone who cares about actually playing basketball the right way, stop hunting for fouls, Trae. I want to quote Steve Nash, one of the great player, great coach. He says, quote unquote, "That's not basketball, Trae.
That's not
basketball. Trae, that hawk's not going to fly in New York City. Come on, play the game the right way."
Took you guys out and it took your job. Trae Young might be the new mayor.
Trae Young is the mayor of New York City. He owns that place. This guy has no jurisdiction in his city anymore. He lost it. When he said this stuff about Trae Young, I think they went on to win one more game and then they just, went out. It was a gentleman's sweep. So, good on Bill de Blasio. He really tried. He tried to get his city involved, but it was... Ill,
who do we blame here? Do we blame conceived? Bill or do we blame the Knicks? Or do we blame Spike Lee?
I think everyone, Ted, because I think everyone is to blame, including Trae Young, who, again, we said he is the mayor of New York City. He owns this place. He ended the series in Madison Square Garden.
Finest right here.
Absolutely. Trae Young might be a killer.
I don't know.
A step back 30-footer in the appropriate, you are in the garden, you might
took
as well
a
take a bow.
Amazing.
Last week you were saying that you love the taunts, and this is not his first taunt in this series in Madison Square Garden. Last week he hit him with the shush, this week he hit him with the bow. Ted, where does the bow rank in your all-time...
Play it back, let me say it again.
Yeah, finest celebrations,
right,
what I was
a
getting
step
at.
Back 30-footer. And the appropriate, you are in the garden. You
what if he missed
well
that shot? We don't know if he made it or didn't.
And his finest right here.
The bow's up there. Is it my favorite thing?
And the appropriate,
no, I don't
you
think
are
so.
In-
but being in New York, I think it applies because of Broadway and you bow on Broadway. So I think situational taunts, that's a great one. One of my favorites is just like, taking your pinky finger and then your ring finger and your middle finger and then sticking those up and then making an okay sign.
Pinky finger, oh, like this?
Yeah, and then you tap the temple for a three.
Oh, three. Okay, I was like, oh,
that's
sign.
That's my favorite taunt. I also like the bow and arrow's fun. Who does that?
Yeah. Oh, that Jamal Murray does that. Yeah.
Yeah, the bow and arrow's fun. That's a great one.
I don't know. I like a Dame Dalla. Tap the wrist. You know what time it is.
Yeah. Does it?
Ooh. Yo, look at that! Look at that bow right there. That's clean.
See, that's a great angle. That's a good angle.
This is the Phantom Cam. We know this one goes in. Reggie Bullock guarding him in the garden. He hit this from the logo, by the way, and then bowed to the Madison Square Garden crowd. You said it right. It's on Broadway. They know what a show is.
I'm trying to think of more situational taunts, but I got nothing right now.
Yeah, I mean, there's that LeBron. I don't know what he did, but he pounded his chest, went down,
Oh, yeah, the hand three times and then chest. Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
He was with Cleveland on that one, right?
I think he started doing that in Miami. The Miami one is the one that I know about, but he brought it back once
now,
he went back
do
home.
We consider Do we consider the powder a taunt, or is that just a ritual?
I think it's a ritual.
Love the powder.
This was Trae Young after hitting the game winner and bowing.
I mean, the bow is something I did in high school after I hit a game winner. And leading up to this game, I know where we are. I know it's a bunch of shows around this city. And I know what they do when the show is over. So that's pretty much
right.
What
yeah. Heck yeah.
Did you see this clip? Because you quoted him word
no,
for word.
No, I did. I
know for
seen
a fact you
basketball.
Didn't. Because before we started recording, you said, so the Knicks won, right?
So leading up to this game, I know where we are. I know it's a bunch of shows around this city. And I know what they do when the show is over. So that's pretty much what it was. So
I wanted him to say they were loud in there. They're quiet. Is that what it was?
Yeah, real quiet in there. They're real quiet in there. Yeah, so Trae Young.
And it was loud in there.
Yeah, it was real loud. He embraced being a villain. Trae Young joins Michael Jordan as the only visiting players with three straight 30-point games at Madison Square Garden in the playoffs.
Sheesh.
Yeah, so that's some good, you know, quality, don't you think? Or company, that's the word I'm looking for.
I'd say so.
Him and Michael Jordan. We talked about Spike Lee last week, and Spike Lee... I don't
new
know if you
mayor,
saw this video.
New mayor of New York.
Oh, Spike's leaving early.
Come on, man. That's a fair weather fan right there.
Oh, they're getting him. NBA on TNT on NBA. NBA on TNT getting Spike.
And this is like the B team, too. No, that's not the B team. I just heard Reggie Miller, and I was like, oh, probably not that good. But I think they have Kevin Harlan in there.
Come on, man. That's cool a fair hat. Weather fan right there. If you want
Dude, 3 minutes left in the fourth quarter. You don't know when the last time...
He gave up on his team.
You don't know when the Knicks are going to be in the playoffs. You're Spike Lee. You don't need to have to beat the traffic, okay?
That's so true.
Come on, man.
I'm just going to hit McDonald's real quick before the line gets long.
I'm pretty sure this guy, like... I'm pretty sure he helicoptered in and out of this. So, like, he doesn't even drive his car here. I'm pretty sure... He has, like, a landing spot on top of Madison Square Garden.
I just assumed he lived in Madison Square Garden.
I think he has a bedroom right next to the upper-decker bathrooms.
He was just going to take a shower or something.
Yeah, he's just pissed off.
Man right there.
Yeah. Last week, we were calling him the Drake. Or, no. Drake is the Spike Lee of the Raptors.
Yes.
Do you think Drake would do this?
He might. If Toronto was losing by 16 with Austin 3:16 left on the clock, I think Drake is leaving. He's probably like, you know what Drake's doing? He's leaving to go buy a jersey of the team that's winning.
Yep. No, what he's gonna do is he takes the Drake curse real serious. So like he's gonna be doing that at like halftime. He wants the Drake curse to rub off onto the other team, real early.
Like, Drake, what happened out there? He's like, huh?
Huh? I don't know what you're talking about. What if when I went back to this...
Important official announcement. This is
Bill de Blasio video. He's got a Hawks hat on.
Like, wait, what happened here?
Same video. He's saying the same things. Same link I just clicked on, but now he's wearing a Hawks hat. I don't understand it.
This is
ATL
about basketball.
Flags in the background. Cold on the desk.
Yeah. Justin Bieber is behind him singing his hit song, Peaches.
I have an important official announcement. This is very serious. Want to get this out?
Trae
Young. Do you know sign language?
Yeah.
You do know sign language?
Oh, no, I don't. I didn't know you were asking me a question.
What if the sign language girl is actually sign languaging the Peaches song?
Yeah.
We wouldn't know.
We wouldn't.
About basketball, I have an important official announcement.
I've been fired. Yeah, fired, resigned.
We said it at the same time, which is amazing.
I will be no longer handling operations of New York City once effective at the end of the playoffs or as soon as the Hawks are eliminated. Trae Young is now your mayor.
Would it be too much for me to recreate this video as Mayor Bill de Blasio, I'm sorry, former Mayor Bill de Blasio, and say all these things? I have a special announcement I'd like to make. And then everyone's like, oh, he's just making fun of the video of him and Trae Young.
Yeah.
I've been resigned. Should I make this video? I need to get an American
video
flag
like next week.
I need to get New York flags.
See, like I have a main flag right here. I could probably get a couple US flags.
I'm looking at my hat collection right now. I don't have a Knicks hat, but I have multiple Cavalier hats. I have a Charlotte Hornets hat. Don't know why.
The Hornets are cool, yeah.
Yeah, it's a cool hat. It's purple and that... I don't really know what kind of blue it is, but it's that cool blue.
It's like a Scion? Or is that just the power forward for the Pelicans?
I think it's both. I think I had a Pelicans hat. I feel like I had another NBA hat, but I don't see it here.
I mean, being in the tri-state area, you know...
Yeah.
You're not going to end up coming across a lot of Atlanta Hawks merchandise.
I'm gonna have to hit Amazon up for some flags. Dude, just recreate a video.
Ted, like I said, I need you to recreate this video come next week.
And I'll make another one of Trae Young saying I'm the mayor of New York.
This is about basketball. I have an important official announcement.
The New York Knicks are canceled.
Somebody from the back. Shut up, Bill.
Shut up. Bill, this is worse than the Drake curse. We're starting the Bill de Blasio curse.
Bill de Blasio. I'm hashtagging that right now.
Bill de Blasio curse.
Right now. Is that what we're going to go with?
As mayor of New York, everything he touches turns to dog shit.
It's very serious. Want to get that?
Bill, how do you spell his name? It's like D.
Yeah, it's Bill, lowercase D-E, space, capital B, L-A-S-I-O. Again, former mayor of New York City.
Oh. So just hashtag Bill de Blasio curse.
Yep.
And then I'm going to do
You got to throw a screen cap of him wearing the Knicks hat, too.
Deal. At Knicks, at Trey Young.
Might as well at Drake in there, too.
What's Trey Young's handle again? It's weird.
Oh, I bet it's something sick, right? We're really into Twitter handles around here. I'm going to look up Trey Young Twitter.
It's weird.
You said it's weird. It's at the Trey Young.
Okay, that's not what I was thinking.
It's extremely normal, actually.
Yeah, not what I was expecting. And then it's at Spike Lee got a Twitter.
If he doesn't, I think we gotta make a fake Spike Lee Twitter so you can tweet to him.
Can you say if Spike Lee has a Twitter?
Yeah, Spike
Lee Twitter. Me typing in Spike Lee doesn't get me anywhere.
I think it's just at Spike Lee. Oh, no, it is not. Yeah, I don't think he has a Twitter.
What a nerd. At Drake.
He's an NBA old head.
At Drake, that's true.
Is that an insult, by the way?
Does Bill de Blasio have a Twitter? Bill?
I bet he has. I bet he has at least three Twitters. I bet one's for his personal. I bet one's for his mayoral. I bet he has a third one. He's like Kevin Durant. He has a bunch of burners. He's responding to people saying like, I actually think he's a really good mayor. Like,
he's a great guy. And the Knicks are great.
The Knicks are going to beat the Hawks in four games.
I'm tired of at the Trey Young hunting for fouls. That was just from your quote, Bill.
Why does this Twitter only have zero followers? And it was, and also like 500 tweets, all tweeting at the Atlanta Hawks fans. It's crazy.
Yeah, I don't understand.
Bill de Blasio's burner. I love that.
At Bill de Blasio's burner.
At Spike Lee, you're a fucking fake fan, dude. Represent your team.
At Spike opens Twitter, he's like, who's this from? At Bill de Blasio's burner.
Come on, Bill, you couldn't have made a better fake burner account.
I have a important announcement to make.
I have an important announcement to make.
I thought it was a good burner.
No, dude, honestly, that's the best way, because no one would suspect that he actually is running that Twitter account, right? Isn't that the best disguise,
right? Yeah.
Hiding in plain sight?
I'm going to make one that's at the Max Deal sucks. It's like, that's not us.
See, that's just kind of like counterproductive. We do not need to do that.
Stop hunting for fouls, Trey.
Stop hunting for fouls, Trey.
These are the things that he's tweeting.
Does this curse need does this tweet need to be anything else? Or is it just at hashtag Bill de Blasio curse and then at Nick, at New York Knicks, at Trey Young, at Drake, at Bill de Blasio, at the Max Deal, at Jordan _ Verge?
If you can get a picture of him.
Oh, it's there.
Oh, you have the picture? Send it.
Just that. Do we need to say anything else?
No context.
All right, it's out. If you're listening to this and you hear the tweet happen, just hashtag Bill de Blasio curse. You'll find it.
I just love the Bill de Blasio burner. His other Twitter account is at not Bill de Blasio.
Ashwin, great player, great coach. He says, quote unquote, that's not basketball.
That's what he said to that bow right there. He said, that's not basketball. That's basketball. A bow. Yeah, so that's Bill de Blasio.
Great guy.
Yeah, talking about the New York Knicks, who are not in the playoffs anymore. The Atlanta Hawks moving on to the second round. They're going to be playing the Philadelphia 76ers. We got to keep up with this Trey Young, because I think that Trey Young, you know, friend of the show, as well as Bill de Blasio, former mayor of New York, also friend of the show. Trae Young's a fun guy to watch play basketball and also not play basketball. Just seeing him, seeing his hair, seeing everything he does, the things he says, I think it's all just real fun. While we were talking about the Hawks, I have a couple things Hawks related while we're talking about this series. If you will indulge me, Ted.
I'll indulge.
You'll indulge. This is a play from game one with the Hawks and the 76ers, you know, our boy Trae Young. What is he known for around these parts?
Bowing.
Bowing, shushing, just really weird shitting hair, on the fan.
Weird haircut once.
Yeah, just everything. So this is what we call walking the dog, Ted. That's where you've seen these things where, like, you don't want to start the shot clock or turn any clock on. And you just kind of walk it down a little bit. Usually it's just a couple bounces, pick it up, dribble kind of thing.
Yeah, that's what I do in the morning when before my alarm clock goes off so it doesn't go off.
Sure, yeah, I do that too. Three. What's the lead to 14? Well, right now,
Nope.
All right. Oh, nope. Not going to pick
that
it up.
That person on the person on the clock button's probably like, what are you doing?
Dog, stop. Pick also, do you see Danny Green? Not only the guy on the shot clock who's waiting to press the goddamn button, but Danny Green is right there to, like, grab it, okay? And look at Joel Embiid. He's pointing at him like, yeah, just grab the ball. It doesn't matter.
Pick it up.
Pick it up, dog. And
we're
then
down 14.
We're down 14. Grab it. There's 4 minutes and 22 seconds on the clock. Oh, he hasn't touched it. Oh, okay, did you notice the shot clock, too? It went down to 421, so someone did mess up.
Somebody effed up.
And Danny Green steps away from the ball, and Joel Embiid hands out, like, dude, what the fuck are you doing?
This is LeBron and J.R. Smith. This is the Kawhi
And Rondo.
And Rondo and that random guy feel to it right now.
I just love... Because I just want to focus on Joel Embiid.
Danny
right
Green
now.
Goes to hike up the shorts. Danny Green hikes up the shorts like he's about to play defense. Watch him hike the shorts up, or he attempts to. That's the lead to 14.
All right, now Philly's got a
really
Joel Embiid. Look at him.
Get back. What? He threw the hands up. What are you doing? That's fantastic. He should have crotch chopped Danny Green right there.
Thrust the process.
couple sockets to Danny Green.
I just love the.
What you doing? So great.
He's still going. He's not picked up this ball yet.
He's still mad. Embiid is still mad too. He's at the key, just pissed.
Listen, Danny Green was on your team last year. What do you think? Like
how I felt. Joel is how we all felt last year.
He still hasn't picked it up. Now Joel's like, dog,
pick
grab
it up.
It.
I'll pick it up myself.
Okay,
he did it again. He threw the hands again. He hates him. He hates Danny Green. What's Ben Simmons? Ben Simmons should be controlling this team a little bit.
I'm going to run it from the very beginning without stopping. And I'm going to run this three times, Ted. One, we're going to pay attention just to Trae Young. We're eyes just on Trae Young, okay? Yes. Two... Eyes just on Danny Green. Three, eyes on Joel Embiid. Okay?
Okay.
Let's get him. There he is. And franchise history. Curry counters with the three. Cuts the lead to 14. All right, now Philly's got to really pull in the defense. Watch the 8 second in the back.
What? Hold on. Why does he do this? They need the clock to run out.
Yeah, dude. That's what I'm thinking. Like, I guess I don't understand that thought process either.
That just thought crossed my mind. Oh, he's protecting the clock. He doesn't need to.
No, like, if he was Philadelphia, maybe you're right. Also, he did not touch the ball, and I'm looking down at it. 4:13.
4:13. All right, let's go back. I need to see one more thing for the Trae Young angle.
We need to do this four times. Another one just to look at the clock. Okay, so we want to go back for the Trae Young.
What I'm curious about, I'm gonna bring up a good point as soon as we go again. I need to see the inbound.
Oh, so way to the front.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, take two.
So just because I don't know the answer to this,
yep.
How far is it from baseline to half court?
Isn't the whole court like 90 feet? I could be way off. So I think I think it's 45 from there to half court.
This man puts so much oomph on the ball that it rolls all the way down without him ever having to touch it. This was planned the whole time.
Yeah, let's look at what Kevin Herter does. Also, I'm looking at the clock. Before he puts the ball in, it's 4:28. Did he touch it? Is that the thing? Are we wrong? Did Trae Young touch this ball?
Why didn't anybody play defense on him? Did they not know he touched it? He didn't touch it there, right? On the bounce?
No one touched this ball. The clock is still running, though.
Philadelphia needs to take this game to, what do they call it? Contention? I don't know. That was 15 seconds. Isn't there an 8-second violation?
Yes. And also, hold up. Do we have the rules wrong? When you
just figure something out and we're going to send this to the NBA and the 76ers and get season tickets to the 76ers because we just solved a mystery? Collusion in the NBA?
Do you see this guy in the white shirt right here? Like, yo, what the fuck was that?
He never touched it. Why did 15 seconds go off the clock?
Dude, and with the way that they were playing, like, near the end, that, like, 20 seconds or however could have absolutely been enough time for the Sixers to come back.
Nobody touched the ball. Well over 8 seconds in the backcourt.
Yeah.
Why is my ref not counting? You know the hand? I'm doing the hand motion right now.
Yeah,
four, yeah.
That's not my ref. All right,
what's happening here?
We're going to look at... I just feel like you're right. Kevin Herter put nothing on this ball. Such a nonchalant drop, too. But it was kind of perfect.
Does he touch it right...
At the beginning? I looked, dude. I did not see a single touch. Let's forensic files this motherfucker. All right, so...
NBA, we're coming for you.
There is no touch. No touch.
Bro, 15 seconds.
He did not touch it at all.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
It's over. It's over.
9.
Sorry.
Ref, call something. That should go to them and a clock reset. Sir.
All right.
Why did nobody from Philly argue this? If I was
Joel
Ben Simmons,
Embiid,
I'd be up on official number 45.
All right, this one, let's just look at what Danny Green does, okay? Because I guess I don't understand what Danny Green's process is, too.
When this goes on TikTok, at the NBA, at Adam Silver, at LeBron, I don't know, at everybody we can to get the answer to this question. At Trae Young, I'm on Trae Young. No, that hawk ain't gonna fly here.
That hawk ain't gonna fly here, Trae Young. Learn how to play, and do it right.
I'm going to keep doing this to you.
That's what.
Why did Skip Bayless and or Stephen A. I know two different shows not speak up on this.
I don't know, dude. I think
Stephen
we just
A
came
like,
across.
He never touched the ball.
We came across the biggest conspiracy. In NBA history,
we just found something. They're gonna shut us down.
That hawk's not gonna fly in New York City. Come on.
Clearly,
if you guys don't hear back from us, they shut us down.
If we don't upload in 7 months, it's because we got shut down, and not because you know what.
Yeah.
All right, let's check out what Danny Green does with this one.
All right, here we go.
He enters frame. I don't want to focus on Joel Embiid because Joel Embiid absolutely just told him, go pick up the ball. And you could see Danny Green look back at him like, okay.
Well, right now, Philly's got a really. He says, shut up.
Shut up. I'm going to do it. I'm doing me, all right?
Playing defense.
He's like, I'm afraid. I don't want to do it. The ball has cooties.
I'm going to do it. I'm not going to do it.
It's like he's getting ready to jump in the water. And he's like, oh, guys, I'm going to do it. I'm gonna do it.
Hold on.
All right.
Danny, do something.
Now, Joel Embiid.
Do we have the end of this possession? I need to see what happens at the end of this possession. Pick it up!
Dude, this guy hates Danny Green.
Triple H loves me. Pick it up. Why did you sign this man? He stared him down for a second.
He, like, was getting ready to charge at him. Like, he's like, fine, I'll do it myself.
I'll do it.
Look at this. Oh, my God.
This is fantastic.
This, hold up. Let me just say this. The reason that the 76ers aren't going to win this series is team chemistry. Clearly, these guys fucking hate each other.
Yeah. You know what's ironic? You know what Philadelphia is the city of?
Yeah, it's the city of Philly cheesesteaks. And, right?
The
is that what you're going for?
Brotherly love.
Yeah, huh?
These mans hate each other. They don't brotherly love out here.
Also, dog, I don't see a basketball. What happened?
Wait.
Also, do you see who's in this corner down here?
Is that Triple H? Is Stephanie McMahon?
That's Triple H. That is 100% Triple H.
Is that Stephanie right beside him?
I assume so.
What if it's not? We just found out something.
He has a mistress.
Even goes deeper.
Where's that, like, the mystery music? Like, the do-do-do-do or whatever.
Where's the basketball?
It's
Triple H's head.
He's just dribbling it. Dude.
Oh, there it is.
Right here, you cannot see it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're right. Okay. Is this an edited clip? The NBA messing with us? Where's Ashton Kutcher?
All right. So I didn't think that was going to take as long as it did, but I'm happy it did.
We just uncovered something.
So this is a throwback from a couple weeks ago, and I want you to just tell me, you know, what this is. Just straight up, what is this play? I'm not going
to
pause.
Back out to Young.
I'm going to turn down the volume, though. Do you remember what this is?
Is this the bow?
It is not. It's the other taunt.
So, oh.
The Trae Young, he hits the win, and then he tells Spike Lee, hey, shut the fuck up, dog. So he says that. He shushes him. And then he says, you've probably heard this quote before.
It got real quiet in there.
So it got real quiet out there. Recently, in this game that we were just looking at, Bogdan Bogdanovic, teammate of Trae Young, he hit a game winner. And I think he's learning from his buddy over in, I guess they're both in Atlanta.
Oh, no. So Philly almost comes back.
Yes. Yes. And imagine
so
this clock.
So the whole ball, the whole... Wow.
Imagine this clock with an extra 20 seconds on it.
Or down one instead of being down three. If Danny Green picks up that ball or they call an 8 second or if the clock doesn't start. Yo, we might have a case for the 76ers.
Crucial possession. I think the whole series needs to get thrown out, and whoever wins the Bucks versus Nets game just goes to the finals. That's how it works.
Yeah.
So Bogdan Bogdanovic, bottom corner right over here, number 13. Also, I just realized for the podcast listeners, yes, I put an S at the end of that. That last clip that we looked at was probably the worst thing in the world. That was probably the worst 15 minutes of anyone's life.
Yeah, podcast listeners, go watch the product.
Go to the YouTube. That's where you need to watch it.
Why are you on Spotify listening to a podcast?
Yeah, so this is a dagger that Bogdan Bogdanovic hits. Bam. Hits
Splash.
It. Hits him with the... Hits him with the shush.
Did you speed it up there, or was that just a highlight?
I just skipped ahead.
I want to see how Triple H reacted. He starts booing him there. Oh,
cold.
Oh, there it is. What if he did that in Triple H's face?
Fucking crotch chopped.
Trae Young would 100% crotch chopped him.
Trae Young gets in front of him like Shawn Michaels.
Yeah, Triple H would have started a fight. This sets up WrestleMania 37. 38, I'm sorry. Whatever number we're on now.
Bogdan versus Triple H. Oh, my God.
Or so, that sets up the interpromotional match when Bogdanovic brings out Cody.
Yeah. Yo, you're right.
Bogdanovic is in Cody's corner. Joel's in Triple H's corner.
So there was a quote First of all, I like that Triple H has like an all-star, like all NBA player. And then Cody has Bogdan Bogdanovich. But anyways,
yeah.
After the game, Bogdan was asked about hushing the Sixers crowd. And he said, quote, "I almost stuck my finger in my nose. My nose is big." So let's just see if you can notice.
What?
He did. His nose is big. It's right there.
Whose man's is this? No, I see. Whose right man's there. Is this?
Man. Yeah, and he said...
Why do you say that in your quote, though, my guy?
Silencing the crowd is fun for sure. So, you know, his teammate Trae Young, he's really used to doing that.
They got real quiet in there.
So we talked about Mayor Bill de Blasio. If you don't know him, he's the former mayor... Bill, it's kind of like Kevin Euclid, you know.
Everyone says, friend of the show.
Friend of the show, former mayor Bill de Blasio.
Important official announcement.
What'd you say?
Bill probably hates us.
Serious, want to get this out? Message to Trae Young on behalf of the people of New York City and anyone who cares about actually playing basketball the right way. Stop hunting for fouls, Trae. I want to quote Steve Nash, one great player, great coach. He says, quote unquote, "That's not basketball."
I
think at some point we'll be able to just do this speech word for word. Ted, if someday we become actors and we have to do an audition and do monologues, oh, yeah. I'm going to be monologuing this.
Hey. Like, what is this?
So this is from this script. It really spoke to me. And I brought some dialogue from a really, influential political figure in American history, former mayor of New York City, Bill de Blasio. He said, and I quote,
"Hey, that hawk's not going to fly in New York City. Come on, play the game the right way. See if you can win. I think the Knicks are going to teach you a lesson."
Spoiler alert, the Knicks did not teach him a lesson. Anyways, the reason I bring that up, Ted, because what did we say last week? What's one thing that that we mentioned about Bill de Blasio? He has a burner account, right?
Burner accounts, yes.
Okay. Now, what would you do if I told you that I found an account that is 100% a Bill de Blasio burner account? I am not making this up.
I just had a thought. Is he cheering for the Nets?
I imagine, but again, who's cheering for the Nets? Nobody.
Okay, so hear me out. If we get a Nets Hawks Eastern Conference final,
Ted, oh my God, you're right.
We're gonna get it again, bro. He's gonna be like Trae.
He's gonna be showing up. I thought I told you
this Hawks not gonna fly here.
Holy.
He was setting it up. He knew the Knicks weren't gonna win.
Fuck.
So when it comes back in the Eastern Conference final, he's going to be like, "Trae, I told you that Hawks not going to fly here." Oh, my.
Oh, Trae's going to Trae
back
God.
In New York City. Not the Garden, but he'll be back in New York City, Brooklyn. Wow, bro. I just had an epiphany.
Book it. Oh, my God, Ted. You're killing me. Are you serious? Are you serious?
I don't always bring the goods, but sometimes I bring the goods.
Dude, that was good. That was good. Oh my God, Ted, I have goosebumps. You can't see it because I am sweaty and gross, and it is 95 degrees outside.
So now we have to have the Nets to win.
Anyway, so what would you say if I came across a burner account that was 100% Bill de Blasio?
I need the proof.
Because we talked about this last week. I came across a Twitter account that was called @DeBlasio.
This can't be it.
And he responds.
My wife doesn't respect me. True.
So
another
I go
day,
to...
another opportunity. My wife doesn't respect me, Trae.
5 likes, by the way. 5 people agreed with this.
Click it. It's one Trae Young. The other one's Kevin Huerter.
Someone responded saying, "No man's wife truly respects him."
First time? What?
Does this
okay.
have to do with the Gordon Hayward, Robin Hayward comments that we were talking about earlier?
It might.
My wife doesn't respect me, Trae. So Trae Young had tweeted, on another note, good luck on the next chapter, Brody. Always rooting for you. Talking about Julio Jones, who just got traded to the Titans. This at not underscore de Blasio said he's going to win a championship way before you if you keep playing like that. Minutes after Trey Young won the game, by the way. So, you know, he's just a hater. Trey Young played amazing.
What is happening here?
Let's see.
Next one, I've beaten Philly by 20. You got lucky today.
At not underscore de Blasio, he just tweeted at Trae Young, Knicks would have beaten Philly by 20. You got lucky today. All right.
Bro, stop hunting for fouls. Play straight up.
And that's in response to another day, another opportunity. Apparently he tweets this every day. Not that I would know.
Is this your account?
No, this is an account I found. He tweeted,
learn how to play basketball, because that's not basketball. Oh my god!
And that was in response to another day, another opportunity.
June 4th. Wait, so he really does tweet this every day? What is happening right now?
Yeah, and, it, you know, 4th, 6th, today, my wife doesn't respect me. If we take a look, a good look at not underscore de Blasio, you know, he's following 7 people. He has 1 follower. His profile picture is, you know, this New York Knicks picture that we really
love. He's joining the Dark Order.
Yeah. So that's something that we got to monitor moving forward. Who's he following? I don't know if we should look into that too closely. But, you know, okay. That's an account that we'll pay attention to moving forward, because they tweet some pretty fun things.
Man, not Bill better watch himself.
He's going to get himself in trouble. Oh, my God. I got one last thing when it comes to Suns and 4 guy. I made a couple of memes myself, because, again, this is just something that was so impactful in my life.
Iconic.
So iconic, something that we're going to be referencing for the next 40 years, okay? Think about Magic and Bird in the 80s, okay? We talk about them occasionally. We're going to be talking about Suns and 4 guy in like 2026. Why did I say 2026? Why didn't I say something like way later?
You said 40 years and there's reference 5.
Ted, I still think it's 2019. So this is a meme I got
right
here.
This is great.
We got Trey Young beating the fuck out of former New York Mayor Bill de Blasio.
That's fantastic.
Anyways, Ted, so what are your thoughts on flopping?
I wasn't ready for that. I don't know. I guess I don't really have an opinion on it. It's probably not great to do all the time.
Do you think it's lame or is it a strategy?
It's kind of lame.
Yeah, it's kind of lame. Well, all right. Let me tell you what I got pulled up right here. Because, you know, friend of the show and also star of the show. We talk about this guy more than we talk about our personal lives. We got Trey Young over here. Okay.
Trizzy.
Is that his nickname?
No,
I like Trey Young.
I don't know why I just said that, but I did.
It's your boy Trizzy.
Flipping shit.
Trizzy Trake.
I like Trey Young, but...
So what I was trying to set this up, and I'm trying to think, because TikTok's website sucks, dog. I can't handle
trash.
It. It's trash. It's terrible. It is not lit, fam. We talk about Trae Young all the time. This is something that someone posted on TikTok. That's all the exposition you're gonna get.
Soccer shit. Look what he does. He gets hurt. Watch, look, and he looks over to see if the ref's looking, and then acts like he's hurt again. Bro, that's soccer flopping shit. I like Trae Young, but this is some
soccer flopping shit.
Soccer shit. Look what he does. He gets hurt. Watch, look, and he looks over to...
Yeah, I don't know.
You think he was looking at the ref?
Yes, absolutely. 100%. He went down, hands in the face. Ref? Ah, fuck, it still hurts.
Go finish the game if the ref called a foul.
He can hear that. Right? Whistles?
What if he ruptured an eardrum?
What?
What if he like ruptured an eardrum on the like hitting the ground? So
he's real injured. Yeah, I'm just looking at this. Bam, he gets hit. Sure. Oh, goes back to it. It was a real quick thing. This is absolutely what happened.
Nah, I'm sticking with my boy Trey.
Listen, I love Trey too. Trey's one of my favorite people in the world. All right. One of my favorite people in the world. I love him. And I hope that he beats these 76ers so he can stick it to Mayor Bill de Blasio. And I just want a New York Atlanta series.
I know.
Again.
It's going to be so good.
Ted, when you said that last week, you suggested if the Nets beat the Bucks and the Hawks beat the Sixers, we're getting Trae Young in New York again.
Versus Billy.
I got so sweaty just thinking about that.
That Hawk's not going to fly in New York City.
Kevin Durant hates Bill de Blasio.
You think so?
Oh, for sure.
It's probably because, you know, he's such a Knicks fan, right?
Yeah, I think he's in. KD's like, well, shit. If we win, then we got to go against Trey if they win. And this guy already hates Trey. We got bad luck on our side already.
Yeah, Trae Young has a history of quieting down New York crowds.
It got real quiet in there.
You know, so he can put that on his resume going into this next series, you know.
When we finally make merchandise, I need a shirt that just says, it got real quiet in there.
I need like 15 of these bad boys.
I'm going to keep doing this to you.
This is about basketball. I have an important official announcement. That Hawk's not going to fly in New York City. Come on. That's not basketball.
All of those. And then Charles Barkley.
Loser. Loser. Loser.
It's just gotten to the point of the show. We talked about basketball and we were getting into the playoffs. Now I'm just playing with buttons. Hawks, Sixers, that series still going on. Again, all of our faith, all of our energy, we're putting that out into the universe for Trae Young and the Atlanta Hawks.
Yes. If they lose.
Well, geez, you know Suns and Four guy. He wouldn't put up with any of that trash.
No.
All right, Ted. So we're moving on.
Suns and Four guy's going to train them in the ring.
Moving on to a different series. So this is the Hawks. Is that how you pronounce it? The Hawks? The Hawks and the Bucks. Our boy Trae Young is over here.
Two animals.
23 points. So how are they going to find an answer for this man right here? Oh, my goodness.
Too bad they can't hit a three anymore.
How much do you love that? This is game one, by the way. They're down in the series. They're losing the series, probably in five.
I watched the end of the last game, and they cannot hit a three to save their lives.
No, they can't. They're going to lose the series, but I'm just happy to see Trae Young out here. I love Trae Young, okay?
I love Trae Young.
Listen, hold up. When we talk about Trae, I got to be wearing this, all right? If you don't know, this is Bill de Blasio's hat, okay? Signed
same
by...
Hat, same hat from the video.
Yeah, signed by...
We got it on Champion of Auctions.
It's signed by Kevin Huerter for some reason. So we hit him with that shimmy, all right?
I love the shimmy. Giannis is not happy.
Very few fouls have been called in this game. It's been free-flowing. Look at this move. Take your time. Now a little shot.
That is not basketball.
I just shimmy.
Okay, I'll shoot the three.
That's not basketball.
That's not basketball.
That's not basketball.
I'm glad we can all agree. And look at Giannis. Look at
he's... Why is he so mad? Do something about it then, dummy.
Come on. Okay, come on, Ted. We can't be doing all that, all right?
Doing what?
You called him a dummy. That's not
Don't
cool.
get mad when you play like trash.
Whatever. What if he wasn't on the floor, all right? What if he was not on the floor right there?
I'm pretty sure he was.
Whatever. So Trae Young, this is him on his shimmy in game one. Again.
They got real quiet in there.
It got real quiet in there. They are going to lose this series, okay? And I'm willing to bet a fillet of fish on
Is it 2-1 right now?
It is 2-1. Do you want to take the Hawks and I'll take the Bucks fillet of fish?
No, I already got two fillet of fishes coming my way.
Whatever.
Yeah, I mean, I had a lot of time. I had a lot of time and I was kind of tired a little bit, so I got a little second to get a deep breath.
See, this man knows how to trash talk.
Yeah. He is the villain in the NBA, and he's not afraid to talk his shit, and I love that about him.
Bro, this is what I'm saying. This is how you invest people. You know? This is how you invest in anything. Trash talk is going to sell tickets, not violence. Just trash talk.
This man said, listen, I was just playing basketball and I got tired. So I just, you know, did a little dance real quick.
Try to energize myself.
Yeah,
up.
I mean, I had a lot of time. I had a lot of time, and I was kind of tired a little bit, so I got a little second to get a deep breath and knock it down.
This guy's so good. I love Trae Young. Trae Young's so cool.
This is what the Sons of Four guy should be. Just talk some garbage.
So Trae Young, we talked about it. Game three, he got injured. We got the video right here. This is the type of America that Sons and Four guy
also
wants you to grow up in.
It also throws me off seeing the Bucks in blue.
They're trash jerseys. They're really bad jerseys.
Trash.
I don't like them.
Right here.
What was that? Was there an owl?
Was there a bird? Was there an actual hawk in the stadium? What was that?
Someone loose? Like what?
Oh, it looked like you may have stepped on the official. The official.
Those are owl noises going on. What's happening?
Foot.
I don't understand.
Yeah, right there. A little tweak right there. Little tweak of the ankle.
So just like I'm gonna turn off the. Oh, no, is that is that happening in the State Farm Arena?
I'm terrified. They have live hawks just flying around the stadium.
So just a freak accident. I don't know why Trae walked that far back and tripped on the ref. So that he got a mild ankle sprain from.
Hear me out.
Yeah.
The ref was paid off by Bill de Blasio.
I think if we zoom in on the ref's face, it is Bill de Blasio. I think Bill de Blasio got a new job after Trae Young took his.
What if Bill de Blasio paid the ref off to hurt Trae Young?
You know what? These damn millionaires
that
and billionaires.
Fly here.
God damn. Listen, I don't trust these
millionaires
and billionaires.
We saw him already a fan of Milwaukee in that picture last week.
That hawk's not going to fly in New York City. Come on.
Bill de Blasio let a bunch of owls loose in the Atlantic.
That hawk's not going to fly in New York City. Come on.
God damn. Oh.
That's not basketball.
I just love hearing Bill de Blasio talk. So, Trae Young again.
Does he have a cameo?
Bill de Blasio's cameo?
You think he has one?
I don't think so. Maybe not now. Maybe when he's running for re-election, he has one.
I'm going to look it up, Mitch.
Okay.
Go ahead, keep it up.
I'm going to throw some stats out there for you. Trae Young is the only player in conference finals history to have 45 points and 10 assists. Yeah, he's breaking records. In game one, Trae Young created, assisted, or scored 80 of the 108 points that Atlanta scored while he was on the floor. So he's just doing everything out there.
He really is.
Drafted in the same draft class as Luka Doncic, both Trae Young and DeAndre Ayton have reached the conference finals before Luka. So, what do you think? And Luka hasn't even won a playoff series yet, so... between Trae Young and Luka Doncic, forever we'll talk about how they were traded for each other. At what point do you start thinking maybe
that's
Atlanta
so
won the trade?
Man, that's so hard to think about because Luka's so good.
Yeah,
like Luka's so he's Boy Wonder for a reason. What's Trae Young's nickname?
I don't think Luka's name is that's Tyler Herro, isn't it? Boy Wonder.
I thought Luka had a nickname, something like that, no?
Listen, I'm all down for nicknames. Let's look up Luka's nicknames. Luka Doncic nickname. Too easy.
Huh?
That was my nickname in high school.
You're the worst.
People call him Luka Magic. That's a shitty nickname. That's a dumb nickname.
Yeah, I was right.
Let's give him. His nickname's Boy Wonder? Tyler Herro is Boy Wonder. No one else can take that from him. How is that what we came to at the end of... I asked you...
Tyler Herro sucks nowadays.
Listen, I don't care about that.
I bought many rookie cards for Tyler Herro, and this man did not perform like he did in the bubble.
No, he's a bubble boy. I asked you who won the trade between Trae Young and Luka Doncic, the Hawks and the Mavericks, and we came to the conclusion that Tyler Herro is bad. How did that happen?
This is what we do here. on the max deal. I think it's so hard. It's also weird that they got traded for each other. That's so weird to think about.
You never see like really even trades. And with the way that Trey's playing and who Luka is, this, you know, so it's seeing more up, and more.
So the Hawks drafted Luka?
Yes.
That's wild. So how long did it have? Because I mean,
did you
I'm
take
sure
a
remember,
puff
but how long,
right there?
How long did it? I'm sorry.
Did you take a puff? You're like, hold on. So like, the Hawks drafted Luka?
I don't do that.
That's
how
wild.
How long after was it?
I think
like,
it was,
so the Hawks took Luka.
It was like a draft day.
Trae Young.
It was a draft day trade, I believe.
Right, but like, so the Mavs took Trae Young.
Yes.
And then immediately traded him.
Yeah. Tyler Harrow is definitely not a boxer. I don't know.
No.
I just thought that.
I liked it. I liked that. That was a good video.
Yeah, whatever. We still got time for Atlanta. I want to get into it.
Kevin Huerter.
You know Atlanta. Give me three words that would describe Atlanta culture.
Peaches. Coca-Cola. Rap music.
Yes. Okay. You nailed it. Rap music. So there was this thing, halftime or near halftime, it was a timeout at the game six Hawks Bucks. They were doing on the Jumbotron. It was like a tournament style of these Atlanta based rappers, and the Hawks players would choose who would go on to the next round. You know, kind of fun, excuse me, crowd interaction kind of thing. Get to know the players. Yeah. So if you missed that, it was Rich the Kid or Outkast. You know, Hey Yeah, all of those other Outkast songs, and also a guy named Rich the Kid. I don't know him. But clearly, everyone wanted Outkast. What? No.
Wow.
Yeah. This is why they lost.
Kevin.
People were calling him Kayvon before this. I heard people were taking away his card. I wish like they were asking them these questions during the timeout. Like they had to pull a player.
Take
him aside for like 15 seconds. Like
I'll cast Rich the Kid. I mean a timeout.
Boo. The crowd was not happy with that.
No.
Interestingly,
a little baby.
That it doesn't matter about that. Interestingly, Ted, I was like, oh, I don't know who Rich the Kid is. I'll look him up. I looked up Rich the Kid, and would you look at where he was born?
Queens, New York. It's egregious and horrific.
Queens, New York, huh? My boy Bill de Blasio strikes again. Are you kidding me?
He's got an inside on everything, huh?
Why is it? I feel like I'm Charlie from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Everything just leads back to this guy with Atlanta.
I think something fishy's going on with this guy.
I don't understand it. Look at it. Stop hunting for fouls. All right. That's basically
that's
it.
That's not basketball.
That's not basketball. That's not rap music. That kind of thing.